Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So I just feel like, I guess I wonder, I'm worried about you. Are you worried about you? Like, are you okay? Because those texts don't sound okay. They don't.
What if that's just my baseline?
I think it is your baseline, which is why I'm worried about your longevity.
Okay, here's the deal.
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Andrea. How are you?
I'm good. I'm wondering how you are, though, for real, today. Actually, don't speak, Jess. I think, here's the thing. We're meant to be talking about mindfulness this morning. We would not be mindful of reality if we did not have like a little intervention at this moment.
Who are we having an intervention with?
With you.
No, it's not me.
Yeah,
it's not
me. It's you.
No, it's
you
for
sure. And to be fair, I'm terrible at interventions. So I did give you a heads up. I think we need to have an intervention. So, you know.
I know. Well, and I mean, we have to tell them exactly what you were writing me, why we need an intervention.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I decided the best way for people to understand why I'm concerned and actually want to do a wellness check is to just take a small sampling of things that you've texted me over the past 2 weeks.
Are you serious? Did you
I have it here. Yeah. Okay. So these are just in the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
Here's one. I need to just sit and regroup this afternoon. I pile way too much on my plate. I don't even know how. I'm a mess and can't keep up. LOL. I might just fall over one day! Exclamation mark. It's been insane. These are different days, by the way. I feel like I'm drowning right now. And then this was the best one. This is where the intervention became clearly necessary. Going nonstop this week, ready for everyone to leave tomorrow and Sunday. I can regroup and get my house back in order. It's too much. So then, a mere day or two after that, I texted you as I was driving back into town. And I was like, hey, I'm driving back into town. What were you doing on Wednesday?
Was it, well, what time of day? Because I worked.
It was after working.
I was helping somebody set up a balloon arch. Is that what you're talking
about? That is what
I'm like, is that what I was doing? I don't even remember on Wednesday. It was only 2 days ago.
This is the girl who says, finally, I'll take a breath. Finally, things will calm down. And you were setting up a fucking balloon arch. And this is not the first time in this last month where I've been like, hey, what are you doing? You're like setting up a balloon arch. What?
That is relaxing. It's totally fine.
No.
Well, and then I think I left there and we went and grabbed like some Jimmy John's and then I went to a swim meet for like 3 hours that night. They're solid like 12 to 14 hour days.
I know. So what is going on with you right now? And are you okay? Like, I'm literally concerned that you will fall over and die one day.
Well, I will. We should probably make sure our like podcast agreement with one another is in place before I like just dropped out one day.
Yes, that is absolutely on the to-do list.
Yeah, it really should be done. So we make sure we're good. So here's what I was thinking, because I was thinking about this and those texts perfectly sum up how chaotic my brain is. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out, is it my chaotic brain that can't keep track of things, or is it the fact, here's my new insight, that perhaps I'm trying to be like, you know, active like PTO member, you know, like run a business, launch a podcast and like get it to grow. For some reason, I think I can like socialize like a Kardashian and I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't maintain that. And I'm trying to like golf and be like really good at golf. So here's the problem is I'm trying to be the best at everything in all of these areas. And I don't know how to not do that.
Yeah. And it's eating away at you. And, you know, this is like, slightly, to be fair, it's not the first time we talked about it. It's, this is kind of your default setting is mm-hmm. it's like run at such a high and frantic pace. And you'll be like, it's all fun stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but it's all stuff, you know.
And I don't know how to not do it, though.
I know. You run and then you kind of collapse. But this feels like that scene in Saved by the Bell where Jesse Spano is taking the caffeine pills and she's going,
as I'm gulping my giant
cup
of coffee.
Scared. Like that's you right now. And every time I think from, you know, via text message that there's going to be a little break, it's like, oh, no, we have, like, what were you doing last night?
Yesterday. So mm-hmm. I maybe had an event, like a golf event type thing, and it was theme. You know, we like a good theme. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, I'm going to have to post pictures. It was dress, a literal band, like dress, and then people have to guess what band you are. So we were The Clash. And we had
Now
do you get it?
Yeah, I do.
We had all kinds of clashing outfits. But, you know, it was a day. It was a whole thing. And then, you know, I had some kids' activities after that at night. And then, I mean, I went to bed at 9:15.
Mm-hmm. And got up this morning early.
Yeah, I did get up early. Yeah. I needed to.
Yeah. So I just feel like, I guess I wonder, I'm worried about you. Are you worried about you? Like, are you okay? Because those texts don't sound okay. They don't.
What if that's just my baseline?
I think it is your baseline, which is why I'm worried about your longevity.
Okay, here's the deal. I think I'm like externally processing this as we're talking about it. Because as you're reading those, I'm like, wow, I sound royally insane.
No, you sound unwell. You sound like you're drowning. Not
I'm
insane.
Always drowning, but maybe drowning is my baseline. No, that's not a good place to Mm-mm. be.
Nope.
I to figure out if I am okay, I would have to stop moving.
Right. That is true.
You guys,
I'm wondering,
this
Jess,
is a trap. This
yeah, did any of our mindfulness trap. Work for this last week? Did it shed any light? Shed any light on anything or?
So
what did you journal about it or
the journal that I bought to try 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
That's still sitting on my nightstand unopened.
Oh, busted.
I have to be honest.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. I was like, I mean, I can talk about some mindfulness stuff that I do. However, I was going to try something new. I know. And I see this. You're trapping me. Now I'm telling you the truth. I didn't do my homework.
I knew when you said that you wanted to talk about meditation, you were like, well, I do meditation. I was like, no, we're supposed to be talking about something we're trying right now.
You guys, I bought this journal, though, that I think it literally says like Zen as and then it has the U. It got really good reviews. It looks delightful.
Yeah.
My daughter picked it up. She's like, what's this? I'm like, it's a new thing I'm going to try. Okay, Andrea, so we know what this challenge that I didn't do and am now mm-hmm. telling you live, well, kind of live, that I didn't do it. Tell them tell them what a good student was supposed to do.
Okay, well, I'll tell you the idea behind the whole last few weeks. So back when I was in grad school, I read one book that changed my life. It had nothing to do with graduate school, actually. It was called The Deepest Well, and it was about how to live your life. It was so good. How to live your life if you grew up with lots of like complex trauma when you were growing up, because there's all of this data that says that if all these bad things happen to you, like all these other bad things will happen in your future. You'll have health outcomes, you'll have mental health outcomes, relationship problems, addiction, all of these things. That's just a sad story. And so Nadine Burke Harris actually put together kind of a plan for how you could live happy and healthy and whole, even if you grew up in a traumatic environment. She laid a foundation of six things. We happen to have been talking about some of those things over the last couple of weeks. Sleeping, eating well, exercising, that's coming up, mindfulness. And we've talked a lot about social support and mental health. Mindfulness is the one that I let myself off the hook on and that I will give my clients a pass for. I will go over the basics and then I'll be like, oh, but mindfulness, it's not really a thing we do in the US. Like, you don't really need to do that. Because I know that people, it's just like not very natural. But you and I decided that if mindfulness is a good thing for us, that we should try it. Instead of just telling people that they either should or don't have to try it.
Okay, to be fair, I am a big proponent for, I advocate all the time for meditation. Mm-hmm. I think we have the research to back meditation. And I think just as in our society as Americans, oftentimes it's all or nothing. Mm-hmm. And so I will have people in my office all the time from a meditation standpoint being like, oh yeah, I tried it. It didn't work. Okay, well, how long did you try it? How long did you do it for? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I don't know, like a week. I'm like, yeah, nothing changes in a week. Or they'll try and meditate for like 20 minutes, 10, 15, 20 minutes starting off. And I always use the analogy. I'll say, listen, it's like somebody trying to run a marathon who hasn't trained. Mm-hmm. They've never ran anything. And now you're trying to run 26 miles. It's not going to work.
Right.
And I will say that's why I said I will talk to meditation, because meditation, when I started doing it and incorporating it, was in 2020, when like April of 2020, when I was like, oh man, like this is a thing. And I was so unbalanced and I felt so out of sorts that I started doing. And I did do a challenge. I did a 45-day challenge. It was life-changing. It was truly life-changing. Now, I will say right now, when you ask me, are you okay? I have not been meditating as religiously as I have previously. Mm-hmm. What I've learned is often I have to absolutely like probably lose my shit on my kids and just be highly irrational and be like, oh yeah, I need to go back to doing that. Mm-hmm. But I've honestly never done more than 5 to 8, 9 minutes first thing in the morning. That's all I need to balance that nervous system.
I think we should take a quick break, come back and talk about a few of the reasons why meditation is hard. You've hit on one of them and why it's so countercultural. And then let's deep dive in to our own experiences and let's have a little convo about if 5 minutes of meditation is going to change where you're at right now.
Deal.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So you mentioned the very American all or nothing mindset that makes starting a meditation practice very hard. What else do you think makes this so countercultural or so difficult to get started? Well,
it's the concept of time, right? Yeah. And it's every meme out there that says, oh, I don't. Anybody who says they don't have time to meditate should be meditating. Mm. You should be able to take 5 to 10 minutes out of your daily schedule. And if you can't do that, we have a problem. Mm-hmm. So I think time is a big one.
Yeah, time's a huge one for me for sure. And like you said, that's probably when I would need something mindful the most. I also think that sometimes we have way too limited a definition of what mindfulness is. Yes. We did a quick Google before this to see like, what should we even be looking at? Is it just meditating? And there are so many different kinds of things that are suggested, none of which are cultural norms. Mm-mm. So one of the things that I wanted to try but didn't try was just the act of being present in one way at one time. So like if I'm eating, only eating, not scrolling my phone. If I'm cleaning something, only cleaning something. I want to make this into my own mindfulness practice called perfectly inefficient. That's what I would like to be.
Perfectly inefficient.
Yes. That's and perfect. Obviously, I have a little issue with people pleasing and
perfectionism. I need like a motivational poster that right. says perfectly inefficient. I love that.
It's something to try. I've explained this and tried to have clients do this before too. And it's really freaking hard. So much of being mindful is being present and aware and slow. Mm-hmm. And especially as women, I feel like we're always doing more than one thing at once.
What's the next thing?
Totally. And we have to, because things fall apart when we don't.
I have this great sheet that I developed. Maybe I didn't develop it. I don't know. Anyways, it was a couple years back, and I used to give it to people for a mindfulness. It was a really good exercise, and it talked mm-hmm. about, it was one of the things that Google was talking about too, starting the day with an intention. And I love that. And I would have people do it for a week and then come in, right? And I would always explain it that our brain looks for evidence to support whatever beliefs we have. Mm-hmm. So if you start the day, and this is when I noticed it, when I started the day saying to myself, oh my God, I have so much to do today. Oh my God, how am I going to get it done? I like automatically had this nervous system response. I was starting the day with an elevated nervous system without actually experiencing any mm-hmm. level of stress just by what I was telling myself. So being able to sit down and just write an intention, I'm going to focus on what goes right. Well, then for the remainder of the day, if you remember, is looking for what is going right. But so yes. often we focus on the ick, the bad, the stressful stuff. And it mm-hmm. it changes your body's response, and it changes your energy level starting right off the bat.
Yeah. That's actually what I'm hearing now when people say, what's the science behind manifesting? It's that you're setting an intention and then you're looking for evidence to support it, recognizing that what we experience on a daily basis isn't just what happens, it's what we see. And absolutely. I was just listening to someone talking about that this morning, about how so few of us live with an intention, and our attention is just kind of whipping back and forth all over the place. And a lot of times we're just taking in a lot of information and reacting to it, which I don't know. I don't love the idea of outsourcing my life to whatever pops up in my Instagram feed.
Well, you're giving up control. And it's actually control that we have that we're releasing into the world or to other people or wherever. I love the example of weather. You wake up and it's gloomy or it's raining or it's cold. And people say, ugh, what a gross day. What an ugly day. Ugh, mm-hmm. this is gross. Think about how that sets the tone for the remainder of the day mm-hmm. versus being able to say, I did this when it was raining. My husband actually was like, change your focus, change your focus. He's been really plugging this change your focus thing. And it was a rainy day and I was really bummed because, you know, I couldn't do anything. But mm-hmm. we're in the house and I'm like, ugh, it's such a rainy day. He goes, or it's a day to just stay in, to just chill, to get stuff done, to catch up on things. And I'm like, huh, touche. Good call.
How much
and it ended
you,
up being a great day.
Yes, but how much did you want to punch him in that moment?
Probably
a little bit.
Probably a lot. Yeah.
Well, here, this is one of the things, though, that I think for me is the most tricky, like complicated, toxic, even around this idea of mindfulness or awareness, is that we believe that being mindful means that we will be happier.
Yes.
And that we have this idea that if I'm a mindful person, if I'm present, this came up so much in the early parenting years, this idea that like, I just need to be a present parent. I need to be mindful. And we have this idea, this process mixed with this idea that we would be like perfectly happy at all times and content at all times, when mindfulness has nothing to do with that. It really is about embracing and experiencing what's happening right in front of you. And that can be good or that can be not so mm-hmm. good. There are times where we struggle with that.
So I hear you saying expectation, right? We mm-hmm. have to change our expectation for what mindfulness and what we have to change, just what we expect to get from that activity. Mm-hmm. This is where I see people go wrong with meditation, is they will say, I hear it all the time, I tried to meditate for 5 minutes and my mind wandered. It kept wandering. Mm-hmm. And, well, obviously I can't do it. Obviously I'm not getting it right. Obviously I suck at it. No, the goal is not to ever have your mind wander. The goal is to notice it's wandering and bring it back to the present. That is the overall goal. There was a great interview with, it was like the Dalai Lama himself, who said, because the whole goal in meditation is to reach this period of enlightenment, mm-hmm. is what they call it. Dalai Lama said, I'm still trying to reach this point of enlightenment. My mind still wanders. The point is not to get it to stay fully present for 2 hours. It's notice if it's drifting and bring it back.
Well, and to be fair, fully present means noticing that I'm having other thoughts.
Yes.
Fully present means maybe you are uncomfortable in that moment. Maybe you're angry in that moment. Maybe you're feeling some unpleasant things and you are present to those things. And I think that's part of what we get wrong, is that we assume that the end result of being more mindful is to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Happier, right? It's almost it's a showy kind of thing. And it's an expectation that we have then for ourselves. And I think this is just another thing put on women, especially on moms. We need to be more mindful. We need to be more present. And that means more happy all of the time. And it can be really used to invalidate our actual lives, which is the opposite of what we're trying to do with mindfulness.
I honestly think mindfulness, the whole goal should just be regulation of nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, right? When you're at a highly elevated state and your nervous system is activated, it's not good for your body mm-hmm. or your mind. They're the same though, right? They're connected. So that is the point, is how can we control the stress response? How can we bring that down, whether it be through meditation, whether that be through setting an intention, whether it is with journaling? It's how can I get it out of my body so I can just breathe?
And even just how can I connect to what's inside instead of just going? So that actually really does lead into my experience, because I did do my homework. So let's take a break and I will tell you about my little journey with meditation. So I did try meditation over this break that I was on with my family. And the reason that I'm really hitting hard on meditation doesn't mean that we're going to be instantly happier is that my experience of loving kindness meditation was not what I expected. So I decided, looking at that list of things that you could do, one of the things that popped up was loving kindness meditation. I had taken a training with Kristen Neff. I know about mindful self-compassion. I'm like, yeah, I have a notebook on mindful self-compassion that I've never done. So I was like, this is great. I can check one of these things off my list and I don't have to just sit and stare at the wall or I failed trying to eat and not be on my phone. So I was like, throw that away. I'll do something new. So I started this meditation and it was at the end of a little bit of a rough time. So you know that I was just traveling and managed.
Like multiple times.
Yeah.
Like you've traveled multiple times. I'm like, yeah, pot calling kettle black here, sis.
Listen, girl, my life is really intense. It just doesn't look, there's not really any, it doesn't look intense. Compared to what you got going.
Dressing up like a band.
I do sing in a band. Yes. I have a lot going on. I'm just not actively drowning at this moment. Only one of us is like a risk and ongoing concern. And that's you right now.
Me.
But yeah. So I have been traveling. Now, as our listeners know, traveling with kids is not always the most fun. Because we have this vision in our mind of what it's going to be like, and it is never, ever like that.
Nope.
So they were fighting. They were fussing. It was hot. It was too much together time. We were in a van. We were on a side trip that we had not planned to go on because I got COVID and we had to change all of our travel plans. It was pretty sucky, honestly. It was a rough time, and I was there and I felt that burden of needing to like be the one who found the new plans and made sure the days were good and helped everyone to feel really happy and enjoying, and that they're fighting, and I'm like, fuck, you know, I just so stressed out. So at the end of the day, I'm like, ugh, I'm going to be behind. I better do this loving kindness meditation. So I'm listening to the meditation. I'm laying in bed. I have handled the COVID situation in real time with grace. My heart had not handled the COVID situation with grace. So I'm listening to this meditation and they're talking about repeating this mantra first to yourself. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be loved. And I'm laying there in bed, like,
I'm like irritated listening to you say it.
Honestly. I know. I'm like starting to seethe. And then they're saying that you should envision somebody who you have a really strong, like, unencumbered connection with, someone that's just
so
like,
you were thinking of me. You were like, Jessica.
Yes. I was envisioning your beautiful face right in front of me. Just may you be well.
She's like, and then our nervous system went up. She was envisioning me.
And then I started to get real stressed. and then they say to move that to somebody that you kind of don't know very well, to repeat this and envision that person. And then they guide you to envision someone that you have active conflict with.
Uh-oh.
And that you're supposed to lay there and you're supposed to, may you be well. Jess, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I was laying there. My heart was squeezed up. I was trying so hard. And this was not a good meditation because they said, and just focus on how you're feeling right now. I was like, fuck you. How I'm feeling is so activated. It wasn't good. So night two, I had to do another one, but I didn't do that one. I had to pick one that was a lot more welcoming to what was actually happening, that would actively say things like, however you feel right now is okay. But on night two, I'd had an argument with my husband, who I had previously put as the person that I was thinking of right next to you, Jess, of the person that I love on, you know. So then
Sorry, Dan, it was just me.
He's out. He's on my last nerve. Then I had to think of somebody new. Then I felt bad that I didn't have a lot of new people to think of that I had easy breezy positive relationships with. So what I'm trying to explain to you is I did these meditations and I went through a lot of trauma. Okay.
You get a participation trophy, my friend. That's what you get.
I did what I was supposed to do. I didn't feel peaceful. I felt very judgy of myself. Then I was noticing my judgment, trying not to judge my judging. Then I was feeling lonely because I was like, there's just not enough people in the world that I like in an easy breezy way to hold in my heart like this. And there's way too many people at the end where I feel like I have active conflict. So what I'm trying to say is, it's complicated, okay? When I was thinking about being mindful with my family during the day and being present, it was hard because it wasn't nice at those moments. Yeah. And when I was doing this meditation, I'm going to keep doing it. I think that having an intention of having loving kindness towards myself and other people in the world is an important intention to have. But man, anyone who's listening who's like, I don't know if I could do that. I mean, it's going to be this is going to be like lifelong. This isn't going to be like 2 weeks.
Do you only do it at night?
I am only doing it at night right now.
Okay, here's my suggestion. My unsolicited advice here. Do it first thing in the morning.
It's a good idea.
That was a game changer for me because sometimes at the end of the day, I was just trying to squeeze it in. It wasn't an intention. I would fall asleep sometimes. If I do it first thing in the morning, that has by far been where I have experienced the most success. I will also throw out to people, and this is what I say to people in my office, is do a 30 or a 40 day or a 45 day challenge. However, you've got to give yourself grace. So my grace is if I missed a day, I just couldn't miss 2 days. So okay. Then if you woke up late and you're kind of scrambling, it shouldn't stress you out to have to do it. Sometimes you actually don't have time because of outside circumstances. So the goal for me was a 45-day meditation and never to skip 2 days in a row.
That makes a lot of sense.
And it really, I'm telling you, that's when I got hooked on meditation, is that approach. And I just recently did it with a client of mine. And she was like, no way. I'm like, just trust me. 45 days, can't skip more than 2 days. And it is, I will tell you, we were talking the other day and she's telling me this story. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, you do? And she goes, yeah, I know. It's like, I'm a different human all of a sudden. I don't react like I used to. She's like, I cannot believe the woo-woo worked. Like she's, because she was so against it. And I'm like, well, yeah. But why I think it worked for her was I said, you can skip a day. It's okay. And if you want to do 3 minutes, do 3 minutes. Don't do longer than 10. And that was the way to get. But people start really hot and heavy and they're like, I'm going to do a 20-minute meditation. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to drive yourself bonkers trying.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You're full of wisdom, but physician, heal thyself. So I know that you have been a meditation champion at points in the past.
I did also acknowledge that.
You did. That was before.
Those words.
I actually don't even want to challenge you to put something else on your plate. I don't think adding a 3-minute meditation in the beginning of your day right now is going to address how your life has been. So friend, for real.
But maybe it's just what I'm saying. What if, okay, hear me out here. Hear me out. I'm not giving you an excuse here. But I've been thinking.
You're totally giving me an excuse.
No, I'm not.
You are 100%.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not. It's going to be, it's a good one. You can call me. You can say it's not. But I was thinking, what if I'm telling myself the same thing I was doing first thing in the morning? Oh my God, I have so much to do. Oh my God. Like I heard that in my text messages a little bit. Am I telling myself, I am busy. This is true. However, there's some things on there that I like to do. Maybe I need to change my expectations of self during this time. Also, do you want to know? Okay, here. I'm going to be real, real honest right now. When you were reading those texts, I'm like, that's the people pleaser in me. Let me explain. Because every time you were reading, I'm like, oh my God, I'm telling her I'm busy because I feel like I'm disappointing her. I'm getting like vulnerable right now, you guys. She doesn't know this. I didn't pick up on it until you read me those texts. And I'm like, I know. I was like, I'm sorry. Like it is me being like, I'm sorry, I haven't done that. And I need to do this. And I need to get to this. And I need to grow. And I need, yes, that is, again, I'm not trying to distract from my intervention here, but I did hear the ex people pleaser in me not wanting to disappoint as a partner. And to be clear, it's not because you're putting pressure on me. It's my own in my own head.
Okay. That might be partly
true. Now she's like, intervention.
No, I don't want to override your insight. That could be partly true, but some of this is just in checking in about like, how are you doing? What's going on today? And so I think I just know from knowing the pace that you're running at a really fast pace.
It's true.
And
it's true.
I think maybe if you
need a time management coach.
No, Jess.
No, I seriously do need a time management coach. I'm telling you. When my sister was in town, she's like, I'm like, can you help me figure out what time we need to leave? And she's looking at me like I was crazy. I'm like, no. Like, I literally can't. So I think a lot of the problem is, again, mindfulness. However, what can I actually do in a day is what I think I can do and what I actually can do are very, very different. But my brain says I can. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, Oh my God. So give me a challenge somehow, because I actually don't know what the answer is. Give me a challenge on how I can be mindful of what I agree to and really knowing if I have time, energy, the capacity for it. What do I need to do?
Well, I think writing everything down would probably help first, but I think you'd have to acknowledge that you need downtime in your schedule, because I don't think you have started there. I think you would go, okay, that fits. Well, I don't have anything Wednesday. I have something Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and six things on Saturday, but Wednesday's free. So I think you would have to start with a mindset shift that you need some space in life.
What
generally.
Does like downtime look like? Just out of curiosity. Real
we're
going
to need another episode for this. We're going to need another episode.
What downtime looks like? Because I'm like, like, can you do anything? Like, can you still be productive? Like, can I create? Like, can I do? I need help. I need help, people. I need help. Help me.
If you would like to help Jessica, make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast.
Please.
So that when we try to figure this out, You can hear what we do. And if you really want to help, join the Honest Women podcast community, where we get to connect with our listeners. And we shall have to bring this conversation over there, I think.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
As long as I remember to go there. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you next time.
That's it for today's Honest Conversation. But don't be sad. Didn't you hear? We'll be here for you, speaking some truth and feeling some feels every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure to follow the show so you don't miss a thing. If you love what you heard here today, we would love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps new listeners to find the show. We truly believe that these conversations are best when they're carried out into your real life. So share this episode with a friend. And check out the show notes for more ways to connect with us outside of the show. Until next time, thank you for listening to Honest Women.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.